It's Friday, the 5th of April, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. MTC customers, including senior citizens, are facing frustration due to system errors and incomplete SIM registration processes by the mobile operator. This has led to the need for additional queues and discomfort for affected individuals. Here's MTC spokesperson Johnny Kongo.
A lot of the consumers, though they were in the shop or the registration center, there were some elements of the section where they were not able to completely register. So what will then happen at instances of the system will capture as incomplete registration. And therefore, that's why they receive that message that they are not registered, as well as that they were cut off in effect of that. As you are aware of that's your effect, you come in, we restore services, and then we complete the registration on you. But what is very key is that we did expect this is to be expected. And from our side, all the resources and mechanisms are in place to make sure that all the customers are restored.
Leaders of the unemployed teachers graduates have engaged the Ministry of Education, Arts and Culture to address technical concerns. Among these were the mass recruitment of teachers, classroom overcrowding, and the rising prevalence of double shifts in schools. Here is the ministry's executive director, Sanet Steenkamp.
We availed to them that we have already had more than 1,000 teachers' positions availed in this year alone, 2024. So a task force was then set up, and the first meeting will be on the 8th of April. We will get together, come up with a terms of reference to see what can be done, but it was also made very clear that there is no room for mass recruitment, and that all teachers in the system will have to be competing for positions while the task force work on issues, more technical issues with each other.
South Africa's Minister of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development, Toko Didiza, is set to meet leaders of organized agriculture, relevant departments and MECs from all provinces to assess the severity of the El Nino-induced drought, the department's Reggie Nkobo.
There are also emerging feed challenges for the livestock farmers. Fortunately, the vegetables and fruit supplies are reasonably decent and prices should be moderate in the near future. The department has also briefed the cabinet about the difficulties presented by the drought, and some measures are being considered to mitigate the impact and also ensures business continuity of farmers.
Rwanda is marking the 30th anniversary of the 1994 genocide, which saw around 800,000 people killed. Most of the victims massacred in over the 100-day campaign were members of the Tutsi minority. Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron has said that France and its allies could have stopped the Rwandan genocide in 1994.
Emmanuel Macron's pre-recorded message will say that France, alongside its Western and African allies, could have stopped the Rwandan genocide, which killed estimates of over 800,000 people, but did not have the will to do so. The French president was invited by his Rwandan counterpart, Paul Kagame, to attend commemorations in Kigali on the 7th of April, but will not be there in person, instead opting to record a video message to be published on Sunday. France will be represented at the commemoration in Rwanda by its foreign minister and its Rwandan-born Secretary of State for the Sea, Hervé Berville. Macron's statement has been welcomed by the president of the main genocide survivors organization, Ibuka France, as going further than his previous 2021 recognition of France's responsibilities in the genocide. Simon Gaitan, Paris.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.